Hello everybody, welcome to the Zero Podcast. I hope this finds you well, and I hope that you do good. Happy new month. Welcome to the month of March. And sorry about the hum in the background, I am recording from my car again. So real quick before work, just if you listen to news or if you pay attention to what's going on in the news, you know already that there's just, the crisis going on in Ukraine and Russia. And in the middle of that, there are some students who have been caught in the middle of it. I would say African Caribbean students. So if you have been listening, most of the news outlets don't really say much. Or I haven't seen anything about African Caribbean students who are stuck in Ukraine and or are trying to get out of Ukraine to safety. So if you follow Adeola Faehun, she is a Nigerian YouTuber who for the most part talks about news, and she shares about what's going on with, I guess, most African countries, African students in the diaspora, in the US and around the world, even in Africa too. But she brought it to light about what the African Caribbean students are facing in Ukraine. The sad thing is some of them cannot leave, maybe more so because they are financially unable to. And the ones who have been trying to leave, some have been outside in the cold for like at least 3 days. This has been kind of ongoing since the weekend. Or I would say I became aware of it since the weekend. And I have been following it, not because it's, I would say it's a little bit close to home. I came to the U.S. as a student, and I have been blessed to be able to do that. So can you imagine coming in as a student and then being stuck in another country's war? Pretty much is what is going on with the African Caribbean students there in Ukraine. So right now, they are certain outlets that have been trying to raise funds, and then the government of some of these countries have been reaching out, or their ambassadors have been reaching out trying to provide assistance to those who want to leave, those who are able to get to the borders, like the Polish border, the Hungarian border, the ones who've been able to get there, and the ones who want to go back home, or the ones who are looking for opportunities to leave. Some of the ambassadors have been able to do that. So I guess what's the point in saying this here? I say this here that if you can help, if you can pray, that is very important. Because some of the videos, some of the images are pretty heart-wrenching. I'm a mom. I have little ones. They showed this woman, or they talked about this woman who had just had her baby. She was out in the cold, guys. I just stopped. I couldn't watch it. So these are Africans who come from continents or places where it's not cold. Yes, they chose to go to Ukraine. Yes, we're not debating that. We're not debating who did or who's right or who's wrong. The issue right now is, as Africans, as humans, I am saying if you can help, just go on to Twitter. You could find, or just put the hashtag in Africans in Ukraine. It's trending. I believe BBC News Africa actually had something on it. And there's one, I think the one that just came up this morning, Jessica's story. Again, Adeola Faehun, if you follow her on Instagram, if you type in her name, Adeola Faehun, you would find her. And then there's another lady who is called Nijah Wifey, NijahWifey, has been really, really awesome, where she is posting information and as to how if people who are, I guess, in Ukraine and need vehicles, she's connecting people. She's, I guess, pretty much acting like a board for people to, hey, I was able to reach the Polish border, do this. Hey, if you need a passport or you forgot your passport, go here, fill this form, do this, talk to this person. Hey, if you're looking for shelter rather than standing out in the cold, reach out to this person. Hey, we're providing buses for people who are already at the border. Put in your number here. Just stuff like that. So if you can donate, she actually has, I think she has accounts there. I'm using her because I feel like a lot of people, I guess, know her. That's why I guess I'm putting her out there. If you can donate, if you can put any money towards that. If you know people who are in Ukraine, you're in Russia, or those are in Poland who can help, please do that. Guys, again, I say this because this hits close to home for me, because it's like I came to the U.S. as a student. So just imagine coming as a student and being stuck. You can't leave because it's really expensive. I'm pretty much from personal experience. I didn't go home for the first 7 years I was in the U.S. because I couldn't afford to. My mom couldn't pay for me to fly back to Nigeria every holiday. That's how I ended up in histology, because I needed a job that was pretty much ongoing. So again, look up the hashtag Africans in Ukraine, Africans, I guess, in the crisis. Excuse me. And help as best as you can. So happy new month. I'm hoping next week when I come on, I will be able to share some positive news and or just share a little bit something hopeful, and probably also a little bit of some positivity about us having helped other people in need. All right, have a wonderful day. I will catch you on the next episode. God bless you.